You are listening to the Nurturing Birth Doula podcast, where we aim to dispel the myths, debunk the stories, and help people better understand the role of the doula in the 21st century. I am your host, Sophie Brigstock, owner of Nurturing Birth and course facilitator, and I invite you to grab a cuppa, pop on your headphones, and listen in as I chat to doulas, birth keepers, and nurturing birth friends about all things perinatal.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Nurturing Birth Doula podcast. I am so excited to have my lovely friend Liz Stanford with me today, and I'm going to give Liz the chance to introduce herself. But we first met in 2019, and it's been so interesting to observe Liz's journey alongside the journey that we've been on at Nurturing Birth. And I think that we are going to have a really fabulous conversation because there are so many things that we are in alignment with. So Liz, very, very lovely to have you here. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, Sophie. So nice to be here. And yeah, goodness me, 2019 seems like such a long time ago now. And so much has happened over the last few years. But it's been lovely to know you and to witness your journey as well. And thank you very much for having me here.
You're very welcome. So for those listening, would you like to introduce yourself? Let us know what it is that you do. And then we can dive in.
Sure. Okay. So my name is Liz, and I am the owner of the Calm Birth School, which is a hypnobirthing brand and method. And I'm also a hypnobirthing trainer. So I train people to teach hypnobirthing. And that's primarily what we do at the Calm Birth School. So we spread our message of positive, empowering birth via our amazing hypnobirthing instructors. I'm also a hypnotherapist, a mindset coach, and various other modalities and therapies floating around. But yeah, primarily that's me, as well as recently becoming an author, co-author of our new book, The Calm Birth Method, which is published by Hay House.
Amazing. It's so exciting that that has been republished. And so you co-wrote that with Susie Ashworth, and she was the original founder of the Calm Birth School. Is that right?
That's right. So yes, I bought the Calm Birth School from Susie about over 4 years ago now. And prior to that, I was working in the Calm Birth School at like managing it for a couple of years prior to that. So me and Susie have got lots of history and lots of great connections. And yeah, the most recent thing is obviously revising the book and updating it, which was a great experience for me.
I bet. So I want to dive straight in. I mean, as you know, I love to dispel myths. I love to bring clarity to things. And this is our second season of the podcast. And the focus really is around what do we want people to know?
Yeah.
What do you mean by hypnobirthing? What does that mean to you?
Wow, such an interesting way to start the conversation because like it's so, I know hypnobirthing means so much to other people and it means different things to different people. A lot of that is misunderstanding or maybe following different methods, have different messages. So I guess it can get a little bit confusing, but hypnobirthing for me is a way of preparing for birth that will help you to have a positive experience no matter what that birth is. So it's not necessarily a birth, hypnobirthing isn't necessarily for home births and vaginal births. I mean, it can be for home births and vaginal births, but it can also be applied to any other type of birth experience. And I think the biggest distinction that we make at the Calm Birth School is that hypnobirthing isn't something you achieve. Like it's not a type of birth. It's not a benchmark for birth. Mm. And I think of years ago when hypnobirthing was first becoming popular, it was very much sort of seen as a type of birth.
Yeah.
But I think if we look at it in that way, then we're almost setting people up for failure or for feeling like they haven't achieved something.
Yeah.
And I just think we can't use that kind of language when it comes to birth. So hypnobirthing is a set of tools, techniques, it's a mindset, it's an approach that we take to our birth experience. And you can apply what you learn on a hypnobirthing course to any type of birth experience.
That's really interesting. So as you were talking, in my mind, I was thinking that there might be some people who would think that they would succeed or fail
Yes.
at hypnobirthing. And what you're saying is that's not what it's about at all. It's about taking an approach to birth. So tell me a little bit more, what kind of tools and techniques might you, well, I mean, we're going to keep it specific to Calm Birth School.
Yeah.
But what kind of tools and techniques are you talking about when you're helping to prepare people to have a positive birth experience?
Yeah, so I mean, again, this is where some of the miscommunication or misunderstanding comes with hypnobirthing and like, what does it actually involve? And hypnobirthing it's a full package. So it includes, if you do a hypnobirthing course, in order for it to be hypnobirthing, it needs to include affirmations, understanding affirmations, how to use them, how they impact the brain, how they work, visualization, how to do that, how important that is, how to practice it, breathing techniques that work with the body, and you understand how to practice those, how important they are, do it so it becomes second nature, and so many benefits. Like, I know you're big on the breathing, so
oh yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's underestimated, I think. Relaxation is another element that's really important in hypnobirthing. Hypnosis is absolutely key to hypnobirthing because that's where we do the deep subconscious change work that helps to approach birth feeling as fear-free as possible. And then also the education side of things as well. So understanding about birth, understanding about compiling your birth preferences, understanding how your birth partner can support you, understanding how the body works, how to work with it, all these different elements, all of those need to be included for it to be hypnobirthing. That makes it the full package. And I think what we're seeing over the last few years in particular is that that package, I guess if we call it, is becoming diluted. And you know, sometimes it's not all included. And so people will then be using these different elements, maybe only three or four of those elements that I've described, and they're all powerful in their own right and they're all amazing, but without all of those elements we can't really call it hypnobirthing because it does need to be the full package.
Yeah. And my understanding is when it comes to any kind of hypnobirthing is that it's a practice.
Yeah.
Is that it requires people to commit to doing practice every day in the run-up. It's not that you can just listen to something once and you're like, right, I'm hypnobirthing,
I'm ready.
I'm done, I'm ready. It is about conscious practice, isn't it?
It really is. And that's where it becomes really powerful, because you are preparing yourself for birth, but by putting that effort in or that work in or doing or practicing all of those things that we've mentioned, you're actually enabling yourself to enjoy your pregnancy. So, you know, you suddenly are able to relax more and feel more confident and approach birth feeling a little happier and more in control, and be able to, you know, have the confidence to research your options or to find the right place for you to give birth. Or maybe you decided that you want to birth in hospital or you want to birth in at home and you've changed your mind because you've now got this different approach to birth. So it can make such a difference in our pregnancies, in our birth, but also in the postnatal period as well. Because if you take all of those tools that you've been learning throughout pregnancy, which you then applied during birth, and you use them in the postnatal period, it can really help you to navigate that period of your life, which, you know, which we all know is very, it can be very overwhelming and tricky for people as well.
Yeah.
So
And
it's
that's
a
so
real.
important, isn't it? I mean, there is so much focus in pregnancy put on the birth. And to me, birth is a gateway.
Yeah.
It's a gateway into, hopefully, into parenthood and matrescence, this new word, which I'm loving.
Yes, yummy.
And I know, isn't it gorgeous? And that you know, if we can do things that help people to navigate those first few days and weeks and months of parenthood in a better way, that feels really good to me.
Yeah, definitely.
What I hear a lot, and as you know, I do love busting myths, is you know, a lot of people in the past have been like, oh, hypnobirthing, that's all hippy trippy woo woo nonsense. Now, my understanding, and I know you're far better placed to answer this than I am, but this is scientific stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know that it probably does appear to be really kind of woo-woo and out there, especially if some of those elements that I, you know, mentioned, they're not things that people do in their everyday life. I mean, me and you probably do them in our everyday life, but the reason why I started to do them was because I found hypnobirthing. So for most people out there, they probably, you know, don't do affirmations and they don't do breathing practice or visualization. So I understand why that might look and feel a little bit hippie, or whether it's not hippie, it might just be that they think, oh, that's not for me, or what good is that going to do? And actually, if we break it all down, you know, it's very much rooted in neuroscience and also in understanding how your body works and how it connects. So affirmations, you know, we're understanding how that works in terms of neural pathways in your brain. Visualization, you know, the more that we visualize something, the more that our brain accepts that as reality, because it doesn't distinguish between what's real and what's not. We can use that to our advantage, which is amazing. You know, breathing is all about, first of all, creating that muscle memory, but also about helping to regulate your nervous system.
Totally.
So to make you, you know, to help you to feel as good as you possibly can, but then the actual breathing techniques during labor, they actually work with what your body's doing at the time as well. Like, it's so powerful. And then relaxation is something that, you know, we don't do enough of in society today. So thinking about bringing more relaxation into your life, and, you know, where are you taking time for relaxation? And then hypnosis, like I said before, you know, that is the deep change work. That's where we're changing our beliefs about birth, and that is impacting our brain as well. And then education is all about growth and learning and understanding. So it's so powerful, it's so practical, and it's so unwoo-woo when you really get into it. But I can see why some people might look at it and go, that seems a little bit strange. But that's just resistance, isn't it? Because we all resist new things. It, you know, change is difficult, isn't it? But I think once people understand how much it can support them, then they're willing to give it a go.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking, I mean, there are so many parallels, aren't there? And that's why, you know, we're very in alignment, I think. The empowerment piece, you know, helping people to understand their options, that is just, that's so important. But also what you're talking about with the breathing, with the relaxation, with the hypnosis, is about physiology. And we put a lot of emphasis on understanding the physiology of labor and birth, because if you understand the hormonal interplay during labor, then you optimize your chances of having a more positive experience, whatever that looks like. And, you know, we all know that oxytocin is a really shy hormone. And that is the kind of the main player when it comes to birthing. So, you know, the more things that we can do to get oxytocin pumping in the body, and then its lovely friend endorphins coming along too, which are natural pain relievers. I mean, that's just a no-brainer for me. It really is.
Absolutely. And, you know, that exactly. So all the things that we teach in hypnobirthing are really designed to help increase that flow of those amazing birth hormones so that it comes more naturally and more easily, and that you're able to relax into your birth experience more. And so that's another thing that I think a lot of people think, oh, hypnobirthing is just about relaxing, and like, how realistic is that for birth? Like, can you really relax when you give birth? And I think, you know, what's really important to understand there is that it's not just, we don't just teach people to relax and then off you go. With the way that we're working in terms of hypnosis and visualization and affirmations, the way that we are using those is helping to reduce the fear that people have, which is helping to create new beliefs about birth, about new beliefs about their capability, about what their body can do. All of that, that's a different mindset. And so once they feel that way, then their bodies are more likely to be free from tension, or as free from tension as possible, which means that everything works, you know, as it's designed to, and they have more comfortable, more positive experiences. So again, you know, I think it's easy to look at it and go, oh, it's just relaxation, or it's just breathing, or but it is those things.
Those are fundamental things. Fundamental things. We can dismiss them, but, you know, breathing is what keeps us alive.
exactly. But all paired together, it makes such a, like, a powerful cocktail, I guess, of techniques that you can use for life. And, you know, they really do help during labor. But I'm also, it is also really important to say, you know, hypnobirthing isn't a magic wand. You know, I don't ever sort of go around going like, oh yeah, we can create these pain-free births, like, you know, do hypnobirthing and there won't be any trauma, or there won't be any postnatal depression. And I wish I could say that, but I just can't, because so many reasons. But one reason is maternity services today, you know, especially, you know, can only, well, all across the world, maternity services are struggling and having issues, but particularly in the UK, you know, Sophie, very well, all the struggles that we're having here. So you can't, it's unpredictable, isn't it? It's unpredictable.
But I think it's a bit like doulaing, you know. There's two things I want to say. One is that there is an expectation that doulas and hypnobirthing practitioners and that those practices are only for a particular type of birth. And I think we both want to dispel those myths.
Oh, yes.
But yes, that if I purchase a doula or hypnobirthing, that is going to magically mean that I have that particular type of experience. Yeah. I think the important thing to say is there's a far greater chance, you are optimizing your chances of having that positive birth experience, whatever that looks like for you. But there are no guarantees in life ever, are there?
No, absolutely. But yeah, exactly what you're saying. We're stacking the odds in the favor of creating a positive birth, or creating the birth that the individual wants to have. But yes, I think it's dangerous if hypnobirthing, or, you know, doulaing comes with a promise attached to it. I think that is very dangerous, and that's again where we're sort of setting people up for failure, which is one of the reasons why I sort of come at hypnobirthing from that slightly different gaze to other hypnobirthing methods, in that it's not something that we achieve, like, you know, it's not the holy grail. Hypnobirthing isn't the only way to give birth, but if you want to invest your time in it, then you can apply it to whatever experience that you have. And I, you know, I truly believe that it does make a difference to so many people. And I know that because of my own experiences as well. And the birth stories I read every week that come into the Calm Birth School, I know it makes.
Yeah. So I wanted to dive in and talk a little bit more about the more medicalized births, because, you know, as I just said, people assume that doulas are only for home births or physiological births. I think people often make that mistaken call that hypnobirthing is only for vaginal births, home births. And that is simply not true. In both cases, it's not true. So how does hypnobirthing really benefit someone who is preparing for or ends up having a more medicalized birth experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, well, I think it's probably important for people to know that I've had three births, and all three of my births were in hospital. One was with intervention, one was without, one was supposed to be a home birth, which ended up with a transfer into hospital into, you know, a labor ward environment where, you know, they're you go essentially if your cluster's high risk. So I know from my own experiences, and I know that we can't always, I'm not saying this happened to me so it'll happen to you, but my own experiences, I've been able to apply hypnobirthing to a more medicalized or sort of hospital type environment, which is again one of the reasons why I'm very sort of passionate about people understanding that it's something that you can apply to whatever situation that you find yourself in. So for example, like all those things that we were talking about, like the affirmation, the visualization, the breathing, etc., they all become like even more important if you're having special circumstances, or like your pregnancy or your birth has taken like a different turn, an unexpected turn. They become even more important because they're the things that will enable you to stay calm, to be able to make the decisions that you want to make for your pregnancy, for your birth, for your baby, for yourself, so that you don't get to the end of the experience and then look back and go, oh wow, you know, that was, birth was done to me. It wasn't, you know, something I was involved in. I think all those elements allow us to maintain that element of control as we navigate through those different circumstances. And, you know, it really, really is powerful. And it's something that everybody can do and everybody can benefit from.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's about having tools that support you with whatever is coming up.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same with doulaing, is that having a doula and during your birth helps you to navigate whatever twists and turns, you know, show up during that birth experience. And so much of it is about the preparation beforehand. So much of it.
Yes, definitely. And that differs from person to person as well. Like, so another thing at the Calm Birth School, I think we're quite different. Although I do, you know, I do believe that we need to invest time and dedicate time to preparing. We also trust that people know what they need, and they'll take from it what they need, and they'll dedicate the time that they feel that they need to hypnobirthing. And you know, innately, I think people are very wise, and they know what they need. And hypnobirthing can help them to get to that point as well, to understand what it is that they need to apply to their birth, their pregnancy, to help them to feel as confident as possible.
Yeah. And that's it, isn't it? It's about confidence. And what I hear time and time and time again is how fearful people are of birth in this day and age, when, you know, our mainstream media are bombarding people with really dramatic and scary images of birth, and really not representative of what birth can be like at all. You know, when we're constantly seeing, I don't know, waters breaking drastically and blue lights and, you know, things being done to people all the time, people lying on their backs screaming.
Absolutely. Like we absorb that.
We do.
That becomes our beliefs around birth. You know, that gets stored in our brain, in our little filing cabinet in our brain for like, oh yeah, birth is not safe because we've seen all these things, we've heard all these things. No, thank you. That's horrible. Yeah. So then you, when you go into labor, you're going to retrieve that information. Your body's going to respond accordingly to it because, you know, we are designed to for survival and protection. So hypnobirthing is helping to rewire the brain. It's helping to replace those negative beliefs about birth, all those things that we've learned that aren't true, can be true, but aren't always true. Yeah. So that we can have the best chance of allowing our bodies to work as they're designed to remove that fear so that the body can just labor and to have the experiences that, you know, that we're destined for, that we should do.
Yeah. So if someone wants to do hypnobirthing during their pregnancy, like what's the kind of the best route? How do you go about it? When do you start? Those kind of things.
Yeah, so you can start anytime that feels good to you. I always say, you know, like the earlier, the better. Most people will start hypnobirthing after 20 weeks. Mm-hmm. Generally, hypnobirthing course is about 10 hours. So usually taught over 4 sessions, but it can be taught in different formats. So, you know, you attend those sessions, which are like 2.5 hours long. So it's very immersive and you're given things to do in between sessions. And then once the course finishes, then you are expected to kind of keep up your own practice with the breathing, listening to the hypnosis track, visualization, all of those sorts of things, which by that point, hopefully, you know, by having done a hypnobirthing course, you'll be fully invested in it and understand exactly why it's important to keep that practice up.
You can start
hypnobirthing, like if you're listening to this and you're, you know, 37 weeks pregnant, you're like, oh no, it's too late for me. It's not too late. It's honestly not too late. You can start it, and there's lots of instructors to do intensive courses, and they can tailor it to your particular circumstances. And you can start listening to the hypnosis track straight away or the affirmations. And you know, it's amazing how quickly they can work as well.
Yeah.
And it's different from person to person. So definitely don't think I'm too late and don't keep putting it off. Just go for it.
Because
it's not going to hurt, basically. It's not going to hurt.
Exactly. I mean, people often think, oh my goodness, it's too late to get a doula. And actually, I mean, I've had someone contact me at 42 weeks and, you know, there is so much that can still be done. Liz, this is brilliant. I'm loving chatting to you. How do people find out more about what you do, and, you know, if they want to follow hypnobirthing, if they want to become a hypnobirthing practitioner, what do they do?
So you can follow me on Instagram. I am at The Calm Birth School, or you can visit my website, which is thecalmbirthschool.com. Or we have a free community group on Facebook, which is The Calm Birth School Community. You're welcome to take a look at any of those, contact me however you want. I'm always open to having a chat in the DMs or in my group. So, that's
amazing. And tell me briefly, what's the book? You know, what will people get if they read the book?
Yeah, so the book is a really great, it's pretty in-depth, actually, you know. So like I was going to say, it's a great starting point, but actually for some people, sometimes all they need to do is read the book, listen to the MP3s, and they can implement everything themselves. Mm-hmm. But for other people, you know, it's the starting point. It helps them to understand, like, is this for me? Is this what I want to do? And then they go on to working with an instructor or a practitioner. So by reading the book, it will give you a really good understanding of like the mind-body connection, hypnosis, how help you understand the different breathing techniques that we teach. We've also got some great birth stories in there, like lots of different types of birth stories as well. So not all like home birth, vaginal births. We have cesarean birth, twin birth. We have like hospital births, home births, water births, all kinds of births. So they can understand by reading the birth stories, they can understand how different people apply the different tools and techniques to it as well. And we've also got a chapter now about the postnatal period as well, because I was guilty of not really considering the postnatal period with my first. I think a lot of us are when it's our first, and I was really shocked at what I've got to take care of this human depends on me, and it felt like so overwhelming. So we've included how you can incorporate the tools in that period as well.
Fabulous, and that's called the Calm Birth Method.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you would like people to know about hypnobirth?
I think we've covered quite a lot, but I think the last thing I'll say is that not all hypnobirthing is the same. So if you hear me the way that I've been talking about hypnobirthing today, and you're thinking it's not my experience of hypnobirthing, or you think that it's just different to what you've heard, then that's because not all hypnobirthing is the same. I mean, fundamentally, the elements that we use, I described, are all the same, like the affirmations, hypnosis, breathing, everything that makes up a hypnobirthing course. But the values of the brand or the method can be slightly different. And I'm not saying that my values and my beliefs are the best. I'm just saying that's how we approach things at the Calm Birth School. So it is really important for someone, whether they're pregnant or whether they're looking to train, to teach hypnobirthing, to make sure that their values and beliefs are, are really in alignment with the hypnobirthing method that they're using.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's feels very parallel to our experiences. You know, there are many different approaches to doulaing, and everything gets lumped under this one word or this one phrase. So it's about making, as ever, it's about making informed decisions, isn't it?
Yes.
It's about doing your homework and exploring what your options are and speaking to people and getting an understanding of how these people operate, how you will be supported, the depth of learning, all of those kind of things. So, and as you've said, you've shared your contact details. So plenty of ways for people to reach out and talk to you if they would like to know more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Liz, it's been so lovely to chat to you. Thank you so much for coming and joining me. I know that people will have lots of questions. If you do, please just always, as ever, ping us a message. We're on at @nurturing_birth on Instagram. We're on Facebook as well. So really happy to answer questions and to share Liz's details too. Thank you so much for being with me. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Sophie. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Nurturing Birth Doula podcast. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you've got any questions or any feedback, don't hesitate to come back to us. It's info@nurturingbirth.co.uk. And do follow us on social media @nurturing_birth on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. Please do give us a review if you've enjoyed this episode. We are on Spotify, we're on Apple, and we would love to hear your thoughts about any future episodes you'd like to hear. So do get in touch. Thanks for listening. Bye.